The Four P's podcasts are funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. When people are in the lead, communities thrive. To find out more, go to tnlcommunityfund.org.uk. Good morning, it's a Wednesday morning, 21st of September, and we've got a new term of young people on the 4P's radio training course, and today is the turn of Carisbrook. We've also met Mason in this hour, but right now we're going to say hello to, for the first time, it's Erica.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
You're good. Excellent. Now look, we asked you something just now, and you went off on one. You started talking for about 5 minutes and we just sort of sat back. I'm not going to mention that yet. I want to know a little bit more about you before we start talking about Miraculous. Is that it?
Yeah.
Don't. So, Erica, you're from Carisbrook?
Yes.
Newport?
Yeah.
Yeah? And 12?
Yeah.
Okay, what sort of hobbies have you got?
I like coding and, like, creating games and playing them, I guess.
Okay, just bear in mind that, you know, there's not a lot of people that understand coding because it's quite a complex thing. Just outline coding for us.
Coding is just where you put, like, a bunch of stuff together to create something that you can just play and enjoy.
Okay. Would it be similar to say, for instance, if you were to look in the back end of a website and a picture, there would be all these letters and numbers that make up a picture and you copy and paste that and all of a sudden it turns into a photo. Is it something similar to that?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll show you what I mean, in a minute. We go outside and into the green room and we'll talk about it. But I don't think I've ever spoken to a young person about coding. So that's something, I mean, just say, for instance, is that something that you would want to do when you leave school?
Yes, definitely.
It's a massive, I mean, just say, for instance, there's not many people that know it, and there's not many people that are brilliant at it, so there's a gap in the market there. What other hobbies have you got?
Sometimes I do ballet, and I just, yeah.
Well, it's strange, because we asked you about your hobbies outside, and you never mentioned that. It took about half an hour for you to go to mention it. And this is something that you've done for half of your life. So you're into ballet. How good are you?
I think I'm pretty good, but...
Wait, you're grade four?
What is
that? How long did it take to get to grade four?
Well, you start off with, like, some ballet schools start off in pre-primary, and then you got primary, then grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, and then grade 4, and then grade 5. But I'm not sure about... I think when you reach grade 5, you start, like, something... I don't know.
You start improving, obviously. But then what do you do? I mean, is there only so far you can go with the grades, and then you're, like, a professional?
No, you go into, like... I forgot the name for it, but you go into something.
Okay. Well, look, I'm going to ask you next week. I'm going to ask you a little bit more about it, and I want you to explain it, you know, so go into great detail, because I'm fascinated by it. And I know that you look at, let's just say, for instance, my son used to do karate, and you followed him all the way through, and he had all these belts, and all these little things on the belts, they all meant something. So I'm pretty sure it's the same for ballet as well.
Mm.
Is that something you want to do later on in life and carry it on, or is it just something for now?
It's just something for now, I guess.
Okay, but you'll carry on with it, won't you? You've worked hard on it. You've been doing it over half your life. How often do you do it now?
I do it twice a week.
Okay, and is there a club that you go to?
It's just a school.
Right, okay. And you have to wear the shoes and stuff. So just talk us through the shoes. Is that... You mentioned earlier on about there's no wood in the shoe yet, but you have to get to a certain stage to do that.
Yeah, so when you start off, you have leather shoes with just straps, and it's just... And you... Yeah. Then once you get to point, you eventually have to have, like, a block of, like, specially designed shoes with a block of wood... in it, but you have to have something so it doesn't, like, hurt your feet.
Right.
And then you can eventually, like, when you get used to it, you have to practice, and then you can finally go on point, and because you have to train your ankles, because if you don't train your ankles and they're not strong enough, they could damage muscles, right, or bones or nerves.
So how's your ankles? Are they all right? You've trained them?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got so many other things I want to ask you, but obviously over the next couple of weeks I better ask about ballet and so on. I'm not going to ask you about Miraculous yet. What was the last television programme you watched, or what was the last film you watched?
I think the last TV show I watched was Miraculous.
Stop. We'll take a pause there, shall we? And we'll come back. And I think we'll chat some more. But what lessons are you missing today?
I think I'm missing English, science, and something else. I don't know.
Are you happy about that?
Yes, definitely.
And you work on is it a 2-week timetable? So next week you'd be missing something else?
Yeah.
So what lessons would you miss next week? Do you know?
I know one of them, and it's going to be French.
But you like French, don't you?
Yeah.
So you're going to miss French. So what we could do some French down here instead, just to make up for it.
Yay.
Do you mean that?
Yeah.
Is that all right? We're going to do some French next week. Yeah, that makes sense. We're going to do some French next week. Looking forward to that.